It's Game 6 in San Antonio tonight. The Detroit Pistons will try to even the score against the Spurs in the NBA Championship Series. But the star of this year's playoffs is off tonight.
Stay on your feet! It is time to meet and greet Apollos, representing the Detroit Pistons!
John Mason is the fiery voice of the Pistons and a popular morning disc jockey in Detroit. But it's his unique style of calling the game that has caught the attention of many. During this NBA championship series, ABC announcer Al Michaels and others are helping make Mason a national star.
It's like a dream, Ed. You know, for so long, I was told that you don't play well nationally. But given the opportunity, it seems like people around the country kind of like what I do. So that's nice, and it's a great feeling to know that at least I thought I could play the stages outside of Detroit.
Al Michaels last year gave you your kudos on the national stage by introducing the Pistons in the championship last year. But now, ABC, as far as I can remember, this is unprecedented, is giving you FaceTime when you're introducing these players.
Yeah, and they do it throughout the game, too. It's a great, great feeling. I don't take one cherry burn. I don't have to go up against one pressure shot, and I didn't have to guard Robert Horry, but I get to ride their bus wherever it goes.
Well, no one had to guard Robert Horry, which is why we're sitting in the condition sitting in.
Yeah.
Rashid.
Yeah, he went for the
I ain't scared, Rashid. Wake up, man. Wake up, brother.
Yeah, he
okay,
went
okay, I'm sorry.
Team, and Horry was the hot shooter.
Yeah. All right, let me get back to this, because I'm hot right now.
I know. Hey. You're a little piston blue there, Ed Gordon, a little piston blue.
Detroit basketball!
Now, the idea that you have a true coined catchphrase now, the Detroit basketball, where'd that come from?
It was when networks were cutting away from Piston basketball doing televised games. Either they thought that they could find a game that was a little bit more exciting, and I wanted to catch the networks before they cut us off, and I wanted them to feel the spirit of Detroit, because that's kind of how we all are. We're not always the fanciest type people, although we're colorful, but not the fanciest, and we will work for ours. Well, during one game, I just took a negative, which was air ball, and flipped it to Detroit basketball. So I took a negative and turned it into a positive, which is the old adage of taking lemons and making lemonade.
When you started this, and let me give folks a little peek behind the curtain, you and I talked early last year, and you were a little nervous as to whether or not this was going to play, whether the organization would like it, whether people would attach themselves to it.
Yes, and it was quite difficult. There were a lot of doubts. I mean... and then it just seemed to turn around, and you're right. Just staying with what you know to be true to you always seems to work out in the end. You just have to have the patience and the faith to stay to the end.
Well, listen, John Mason, it's strange doing an interview with somebody you've known for
right.
so long, but I can't be any happier for someone. You're a genuine person, and this kind of success was due you a long time ago, and I'm happy that you have it now.
And a Detroit homeboy, Ed Gordon.
John Mason is the voice of the Detroit Pistons.
Detroit, it's time to play some basketball.